Officials believe that there is no apparent terrorist connection to the anthrax that's left a South Florida man gravely ill.
A 63-year-old man is reported to be in seriously critical condition. At this point, doctors are not sure if he's going to make it. They say about 90% of the cases of this kind of anthrax infection do turn out to be fatal. And they say that his condition has deteriorated since yesterday.
CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin in West Palm Beach.
This has certainly unnerved locals here like Ruth Radford.
It's frightening, and I hope that we are all being told the truth. I hope it will be fully investigated, and anything that can be told to us should be told in this case.
Kim Tabachka lives near the victim's home.
It definitely creeped me out a little bit, and I started to wonder about what I saw on The View the other day about gas masks costing like $600 and how I'm just a teacher and that won't work for me.
Thinking you might like to get a gas mask?
Yeah, definitely. That's creepy. It's definitely creepy that it's here and it hit Palm Beach County before anywhere else. And it's like Palm Beach County's the den, the haven of all of it, you know, with the voting and the terrorist living here and now anthrax.
So far, no one else has tested positive for the disease. Michael Hiblin, West Palm Beach, Florida.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. News from Florida on a man suffering from an extremely rare form of anthrax. Let's go live to West Palm Beach and CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin.
It's tragic news for the family of the 63-year-old.
It is truly with a saddened heart that I tell you that as of 4 p.m. this afternoon, Mr. Robert Stevens, the individual who was afflicted with anthrax, has passed away.
Dr. Jean Malicki, director of the Palm Beach County Health Department, made the announcement. She says they still don't know and may never know how he was infected. So far, no one else has been found with this rare disease. Cammie?
And federal health officials insist there's no indication the infection was caused by an act of terrorism.
CBS News update. I'm Dave Barrett. A Florida man had been taken to the hospital 3 days ago, diagnosed with anthrax. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin joins us live from West Palm Beach with the latest.
About a half hour ago, it was announced that 63-year-old Robert Stevens has died. Dr. Stephen Wiersma says there are still questions about how he was infected with anthrax.
What we know about this disease and its incubation periods, we believe it's most likely that the disease was acquired in Florida. There are no absolutes. We don't know that for sure and may never know that for sure.
He says they know of no one else that has been infected here with anthrax. Dave?
It wasn't terrorism. That's the opinion of health officials after the anthrax death of a 63-year-old man in West Palm Beach, Florida. Michael Hiblin reports.
Dr. Jean Malicki, director of the Palm Beach County Health Department, says Robert Stevens walked into a hospital here on Tuesday.
He was alert and was able to answer questions somewhat at the time when he was admitted, but within the course of 6 hours, he deteriorated rapidly and was ventilated.
His condition continued to deteriorate until his death. Officials still do not know how he became infected with anthrax, but believe terrorism did not play a role. Michael Hiblin, CBS News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is CBS News.
A second case of anthrax has been confirmed in Florida, where a man died of the disease on Friday. We're live with CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin. Michael, what's the connection?
Well, both worked at the supermarket tabloid The Sun at its Boca Raton office building. Palm Beach County Health Department spokesman Tim O'Connor says the unidentified man has not become sick, but tests show he is infected with anthrax.
They did a nasal swab and culture and tested it, and did find it positive for Bacillus anthracis.
Officials do not believe there's any terrorist connection.
Attorney General John Ashcroft says there's not enough information on to know whether the South Florida anthrax case is terrorist-related. 63-year-old Bob Stevens died of anthrax last week. Now the bacteria has been found at his workplace in Boca Raton. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin has the story.
The American Media Building, which is headquarters for several supermarket tabloids, has been shut down with health investigators going through it. This after a second person who works there tested positive for anthrax. It's unnerving for people like Darren Smith, who works nearby.
Very frightening, especially with occurred in the last 3 weeks.
The latest victim, a man in his mid-60s, is being treated with antibiotics and is expected to survive. Michael Hiblin, CBS News, Boca Raton, Florida.
Health officials have confirmed that a second man who worked at American Media Incorporated has tested positive for exposure to anthrax. Florida Health Secretary Dr. John Aguinabi.
This is in addition to the previous individual who unfortunately expired from anthrax, the clinical disease. We have also found anthrax within the AMI building, specifically associated with the workstation of Mr. Stevens.
Robert Stevens died last week. The latest person is said to be a 73-year-old man who works in the mailroom of the company. He is not infected, but had an anthrax spore in his nasal passages. He's being treated and is expected to be okay. There are reports that the anthrax arrived at the company in a letter, which was said to have been passed around to several employees, including the man who died last week and the one now being treated. Officials do not confirm that account, but the FBI and other agencies are treating this as a potential criminal investigation.
We're going to continue this investigation ongoing until we are all satisfied that we have covered all bases and uncovered all stones. Also, we'll continue to monitor laboratory results coming in to our hospital setting. And most importantly right now is to continue the monitoring of the employees of American Media Incorporated.
Dr. Jean Malicki, director of the Palm Beach County Health Department, says the more than 300 people who work in the building are now being tested and given antibiotics. Michael Hiplin, Boca Raton, Florida.
It could become a clear criminal investigation. The word from Attorney General John Ashcroft on the probe into the anthrax death of a Florida man now that the germ has been found in the nose of a co-worker.
Hundreds of people who work inside the American Media Building, headquarters of several tabloid newspapers, have been meeting with medical personnel
so that we can offer them prophylactic antibiotics and so that our team can work with them, answering their questions, educating them, allaying their fears.
Florida Health Secretary Dr. John Aguinabi. Investigators are not commenting on reports that the anthrax may have arrived in a letter which was passed around to several people. But the FBI and other investigators are treating this as a potential criminal investigation. Michael Hiplin, CBS News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
CBS News reporter Michael Hiplin has the latest on that anthrax case surrounding a Florida newspaper office.
Employees and anyone with any connection to the American Media Building are being screened for anthrax and given antibiotics. Adam Middleberg visited a friend at the building a few weeks ago.
Well, it makes you feel pretty uncomfortable. You know, you really don't want to be involved in something like this. You wish it didn't happen.
About 770 people have been tested so far, and officials say no new cases have been found. Michael Hiplin, CBS News, Delray Beach, Florida.
Dr. Jean Malicki, director of the Palm Beach County Health Department, says they believe most of the people who had any kind of connection to the American Media Building have been tested.
There were approximately 770 individuals who were actually screened and treated with antibiotics to prevent anthrax.
Adam Middleberg was among them.
Well, it's pretty simple. They go in, they shove a giant Q-tip up your nose and give you some medicine and give you Cipro,
which is an antibiotic. He says he was in the building recently visiting a friend. Christina Myers applied for a job at the tabloid publisher, so yesterday she stopped by the health office with her young daughter.
What they do is they just take you and they swab your nose with a nasal swab and that'll be sent off, and I'm sure they'll inform you if there's... I'm not expecting for it to be positive. You know, it was beginning of August, and it was... Yeah. But I guess better safe. And it puts, you know, your relatives and my mother, who's worried about me and the baby, puts her mind at ease.
But in the meantime, she too will be taking antibiotics twice a day. Authorities say they have not found any more traces of anthrax at the building or in the home of Robert Stevens, who died last week from an anthrax infection. His funeral is scheduled for this afternoon in Delray Beach. Colleague Andrea Rollins says she has fond memories of him.
He seemed like a very friendly, outgoing person who got along well with everybody there.
What was your reaction when you heard he died?
I felt terrible. Anybody who contracts this disease and dies from it is unfortunate.
Meanwhile, the anthrax sample taken from Robert Stevens' office is being analyzed by federal investigators. Officials say at this